AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks ended the day with big gains. It was boosted by the Labor Department's September jobs report that shows an unexpected gain of 336,000 jobs. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Economists had predicted employers added 163,000 jobs last month. The surprisingly high actual total suggests many companies remain confident enough to keep hiring at a brisk pace despite high inflation and high interest rates. The job market's ongoing strength makes it more likely the Federal Reserve will raise its key rate again before next year.
Stocks had started the day lower. President Biden says his plan is working.
Bidenomics is about investing in America and investing in American workers. And businesses are investing more in manufacturing than ever before. We're bringing the supply chains home.
In New York, former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial will go on as scheduled next week after he lost a bid to postpone it. Trump wanted to stop the trial while he fights a pretrial ruling that could strip him of control of his assets, including Trump Tower. A suspension letter sent to him by state regulators shows the owner of a Colorado funeral home where 115 decaying bodies were found claimed he was doing animal taxidermy at the facility. Randy Keller is the local coroner.
Fremont County has declared a local disaster emergency, which makes state resources available to us.
The Return to Nature Funeral Home has been unregistered with the state for 10 months. It performs green burials without embalming chemicals or metal caskets. Imprisoned activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize. She has campaigned for women's rights, democracy, and against the death penalty in Iran for years. The United Auto Workers Union says it will not expand its strike against Detroit's big three automakers. This is AP News. European Union leaders continue to pledge support to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Leaders are assessing enlargement, as they call it, at an informal summit in southern Spain's Granada. Beyond Ukraine, several Western Balkan countries and Moldova are also knocking with increasing impatience at their door. With Ukraine, they face one of their worst political headaches on a key commitment: how and when to welcome debt-laden and war-battered Ukraine into the European bloc. For a nation fighting for its very survival, that moment cannot come quick enough. For the bloc itself, that remains to be seen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says a Russian missile attack killed a 10-year-old boy and his grandmother in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Elsewhere in the region, villagers prepared to bury their dead after a strike the previous day killed at least 52 civilians in one of the deadliest attacks in the Ukraine war in months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.